It's Rion Jones of the Consultation Institute on the 15th of June, having just come back from Belfast. And it's strange how on occasions you can unleash a debate far bigger and possibly more important than you ever anticipated. So yesterday we were launching a new white paper on public policy in the age of austerity, and it had a particular focus on the situation in Northern Ireland. It's very interesting, almost like a laboratory for policymaking, where normal politics that we would recognise elsewhere in the world has only really got going again since 2007. And where the popular political view is that they're still struggling to approach and to address issues that are difficult. And we all know that the complex legacy of conflict means that there are subject matters that are deeply painful for the constituent parts of the compulsory five-party coalition that now runs the internal affairs of Northern Ireland. Now, what was particularly interesting yesterday is that we had assembled by Stratagem and to celebrate the launch of Objective Corporation's market entry into Northern Ireland, we had assembled an amazing audience of senior civil servants and leading lights in the commercial and the third sector. And there was a really vigorous debate as to whether Northern Ireland has or has not the opportunity to steal a march on maybe the other devolved administrations in Wales and in Scotland and indeed in Whitehall itself in the way that it conducts its policymaking. My view is an optimistic one. I think many of the conditions are in place. The understanding of the need to adopt new and probably imaginative ways of coping with what is going to be a reduced budget, these provide a platform for undertaking policymaking in a radical and very constructive way. They are, after all, building on an extremely experienced consultative culture in Northern Ireland. They often complain that they are the most heavily consulted part of the world, but that's also a great strength. It means that we have a very well-developed civil society that knows how to express its views when there are proposals to be made. And the last programme for government, which is much derided in parts of Northern Ireland, I think unfairly, did go through a consultative process, unlike the coalition agreement in Whitehall, which of course had no such consultative phase. Now, there's another point of view, and I think it's expressed very well by the retired now Permanent Secretary in Northern Ireland, Sir Nigel Hamilton, who said that there are still problems that politics have not resolved in Northern Ireland, and that these may yet defeat attempts to move to a more evidence-based policy-making phase. But that word evidence, I think the consensus in the end was that evidence can always be trumped by politics. But in the goldfish bowl that today is the transparent culture of policymaking, people can see much clearer than ever before when evidence is not being used properly. And there is a lot of evidence in Northern Ireland. Paul Nolan's recent report is excellent, and it marks out the from a variety of different sources the evidence that's been accumulating on what has and what has not worked in that part of the world. So a very vigorous debate. I'm sure it'll continue in audio booths and in writings. And my grateful thanks to Quinton Oliver and his team and to the Objective Company for giving us a platform to kick it off as well as we did yesterday in Belfast.